All right, I'm Chip Scoggins with the Star Tribune. It's my pleasure to be able to present the 2013 Corey Stringer Good Guy Award. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to cover Corey or get to know him, but whenever you talk to people who knew him well, whether it's other media members or Tom West or staff members, they always tell you how great a guy he was. So I'm proud that our chapter can continue to honor Corey by presenting this award every year. I think as media members, we value athletes that are accessible and also give honest and insightful answers, and Kevin Williams definitely embodies that. Anyone who's covered Kevin knows he's not a guy who's going to rant and rave and draw attention to himself. That's not his style or personality, but I think when you go to Kevin, you know you're going to get good, insightful, thoughtful answers. And knowing his stature inside the NFL and inside the his own locker room, you know that his words carry a lot of weight. So Kevin, on behalf of the Vikings media contingent, thank you for your help this season and throughout your career. And I present to you the Corey Stringer Good Guy Award.
Wow, guys becoming popular here last few weeks in my old age. Just like to thank you guys for voting or, you know, choosing me for the award. I know you guys have a tough job to do, and us as the players don't always make it that easy for you. So appreciate you guys voting on me and for this award. I never really got to play with Corey or meet Corey. He was already gone before I got here, but I heard he was a great guy. And it's a tremendous honor to receive this award in his name.
How difficult has it been to put up with all of our questions over the years?
What's that?
How difficult has it been to put up with all the questions over the years?
It's not been too bad. I mean, you guys have a difficult job, like I said, to do. And to try to get the information you need, you have to ask the tough questions. As bad as we might not want to answer, you know, it's your job to try to get the info and get your story done.
Talking after a loss or talking on the witness stand?
probably talking after a loss because, you know, the emotions are always flowing. It's easy to answer stuff after a big win or you know, you played well. But to answer, you know, the tough questions after you've lost the game and especially the game that you're close to winning is always difficult.
Just from a career perspective, who you've been here so long, who's the guy that you kind of looked up to both as a player and dealing with the media?
Lance Johnstone was a big influence on me when I first got here. I don't think I could have modeled myself after Randy too much at some of the stuff he did with you guys, but you know, I had Lance in my group, Hovan, all those veteran defensive linemen in my group. They were huge and kind of pointing you the right direction, saying the right things, and try not to make a monkey out of yourself with the media. It
took you a few seasons to kind of come out of your shell a little bit. Was there a point when it just felt more comfortable to you to talk more?
I just had to accept it. I mean, if you're going to play well on the field, you're going to be asked a lot of questions about the game after it's over. So basically just had to embrace it and roll with the punches.
Just a general football question. Coach spoke well of the veterans stepping up last Saturday night, the night before the Eagles game, you know, about needing to win the game and stay together as a team. How important have the veterans been in keeping the team together with the Vikings 3-2-1 so far in the second half of the season?
Are we just trying to keep encouraging the guys to fight? I mean, we've had a bad season here before, but if you look at the tape, the guys are not lacking in effort and fight. And that's one thing we've tried to pride ourselves in. We still got to clean up mistakes and still got to correct all the miscues we have. But playing hard, that's something all of us have emphasized, and even Coach Frazier. So that's something we really try to hang our hat on.
Now that you're the veteran in your group, you have some young guys in the room with you, what would be one piece of advice that you would give them early on in their career about dealing with the media, handling the media?
If you don't know the answer, just don't say you don't know. I mean, you can't sit there and make up an answer or you know, try to exaggerate something. Answer it truthfully. I mean, you guys are going to keep digging, and you're going to push us, and you're going to try to fish for information, but I mean, be respectful and answer the best you can without, you know, giving too much away or not telling game plans or whatever the question may be.
One more game in the dome. You gonna grab any souvenirs?
I was telling my wife the other day, it was a little bit of emotions running just thinking about that. I was realizing that was my next to last game on this contract in the dome. So, well, in the dome for good, huh? So I don't know what's going to happen next week. We'll see. Probably a lot of thoughts go running through my head for the game.